Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Journey to Success Radio Network. Our purpose on Journey to Success Radio is to interview people who are making a difference in the world. We'll explore many different aspects and areas of life, including business, relationships, physical, mental, spiritual, health, and many more topics. Our broadcast team so far consists of Michael Collins, author of Ushering in the Golden Age, and also a certified Napoleon Hill Foundation instructor, Taylor Tagg, who's the author of Enrich Your Sunrise, also a Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor, Dave Yablecki out in BC, Canada, British Columbia. He provides entertainment for casinos, colleges, universities, and trade shows. And my friend Tracy Montgomery, who's an author of ebooks on dating and relationships that have generated close to 20,000 downloads. My name is Tom Tutall Cunningham, and I'm a Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor. I'm also a regular contributor to their weekly e-zine. I recently spoke at the 2012 Napoleon Hill International Convention in Malaysia, sharing the stage with Deepak Chopra, who was the keynote speaker for that event. I've had rheumatoid arthritis from my jaw to my toes since age 5. That's 43 years now, and I've had 4 hips, 4 knees, and 2 shoulders replaced. It affects every joint from my jaw to my toes, and either every day I have pain in a joint or restricted motion. I'm also a senior research director for the Canadian Business Journal, which is a digital-only publication that is the official and only media partner with the Canadian Chamber of Commerce. You can find out more about me at my website. It's Tom, the number 2, and Tall, TALL.com. My guest today is Andy Horner, who I had the privilege of meeting in London a few months ago when Jeffrey Gittimer came to town. Andy is both a communication artist and a sales champion. Andy invents and imparts breakthrough ideas to inspire salespeople and business owners to communicate and at a higher level and succeed on their own terms. He demystifies the world of self-marketing that every frontline business person is now required to master. Andy is the inventor, product manager, and creative force behind the online sales communication platform Ace of Sales, which I recently converted to myself after having used Salesforce for the last 3 years. Through software, webinars, speaking, and consulting, Andy helps business leaders differentiate themselves, activate their creativity, and achieve their goals. Welcome to the show today, Andy.
Thanks, Tom. I am far more than happy to be here with you today.
Well, Andy, the reason I'm speaking with you is that Ace of Sales CRM program. And I've been in sales for over 25 years now. I've made over a quarter of a million business-to-business sales calls and spoken with over 5,000 presidents and owners and CEOs. And I've always used a CRM system. In my early days, there was ACT and there was Goldmine. I've used one called Sales Logix. I've used numerous ones. The last few years, I've used Salesforce. But Ace of Sales, it goes beyond CRM system, doesn't it? It's an email marketing system. It's a social media center, as well as a CRM system. And you're the creator of that. So tell me a little bit about it and some of the benefits of it, because I think every salesperson who A, needs to be involved in social media, and B, needs to keep track of every minute last detail of every lead and prospect that they come across.
Right, Tom. It's funny because I wear a Superman T-shirt, and I always wear it with a blazer. I dress it up. I dress it down on Saturdays. If I don't wear a Superman T-shirt, my kids ask me what's wrong. Okay, and so for me, the world of CRM, the world of sales, the world of communication, building relationships with customers, all of that to me is about having fun at its very basis. Because if it wasn't, I wouldn't be doing it. And it's really just that simple to me. And so when it came to creating a product for salespeople, I wanted to make something that was fun. That was my first call to this world of Ace of Sales and all the things that I do with my customers today. How can I help salespeople have more fun? And it was based in the belief that if I can help salespeople have more fun, then their customers are going to have more fun. And if their customers are having more fun with them, that's going to build loyalty, and it's going to build everything that follows: referrals, long relationships, doing business together, both directions. So I'm hiring you, and you're hiring me, and we're all working together. And it builds laughter. It builds differentiation. It brings out people's personal style, and all of those things to me is what business is really about. Now, there is also the side of fulfilling orders and delivering products and offering services to your customers, and that's always there, and we have that all around us. But in the relationship side of business, which is what sales is really all about to me, there has to be this aspect of fun, your personal style, who you are coming through in a very real way, building relationships with somebody so you're actually connecting and linking to them. That was the cornerstone of the whole ACES sales program. How do we start with fun?
Yes, and those kind of relationships last. If you can help someone have fun or a smile or a laugh, you have a prospect there. You probably have a customer there. And with the email marketing capabilities built into Ace of Sales, those are some of those templates are really amazing. They're funny. They're humorous. They cover all kinds of aspects of anything you would ever want to email to a client or a prospect. And most of all, it differentiates yourself because they are really sharp, slick, funny, humorous emails that are going to catch attention. They're going to be opened. You may even have people say, look at this email I got from this crazy guy, Andy Horner, and what it says, and there's some good graphics in it. And so just rather than a usual Outlook email that someone gets, 127 of a day, an Ace of Sales email can really differentiate someone and create that personal brand, can't it?
It can, and you know, it's the thing is that you know the word commodity I hear a lot. People say I'm in a commodity business. I'm just the same as everyone else. I'm fighting on price every day. These are the things that salespeople don't have fun with, and they gripe about, and it makes their life very hard. So how do you set yourself apart? How do you be different enough to grab someone's attention, hold it, and get to the point where you can build a relationship with somebody? Oftentimes, if there's a sea of salespeople, how do I pick out that one person that I'm going to say, I'm going to trust in you, I'm going to notice you, I'm going to put my business into you, and then you and I, 2 years down the road, are going to play golf together, we're going to have fun together, we're going to go to a movie together. And to me, that's where you have to get. And so I'm trying to create a product here where customers can have themselves pulled out of the lineup of also-rans and be a little bit different. And, you know, and when it comes to a CRM, it's not just about, you know, fun emails that are silly or fun or eye-catching. It's about being able to record the details. Like if I met with somebody at lunch and we shared this inside joke about the pigeons that were there at the cafe that afternoon and we laughed about it and we kind of got back to work, well, that gives me a conversation starter to follow up with that customer to keep that attachment connection to them. So I can put all that information very easily into Ace of Sales. It doesn't feel clerical. It doesn't feel like work. It feels fun and easy. So once I have all that information in Ace of Sales, then I can turn around and actually send something, some type of a communication to the person that I had lunch with. And I was able to keep that little inside joke going about the pigeons there in the cafe. And they can write back and say, LOL, you know, that was a fun, lunch. And by the way, you know, you have some really good ideas here in your email. And after our conversation, I'd like to get together again. But that, to me, that's
exactly. And it also relieves your brain of having to remember it, because if you deal with lots of prospects, lots of leads, you're in sales for a long time, how are you ever going to remember that guy's wife's name or what he did before, his favorite book, that little joke you shared? And so just by making those little notes in a CRM system, myself, like if at Canadian Business Journal, if my boss ever asked me, you know, what projects I'm working on, I almost appear brain dead because I have to go to Ace of Sales first, because why would my brain try to remember every conversation, email, transaction that I've had when I can just look up the record and say, oh, yeah, right, I did speak with him last Wednesday. Here's the email he sent me, and here's where I found him. And so it really allows your brain to to focus on more important tasks than having to remember all those little tiny details about everybody you've spoken to in your career in sales.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, I teach and preach this idea called the four creatives, Tom, and it's something that I've believed all the way since I went to art school back in college. And the four creatives, from my philosophy, are that there are relational people, there are analytical people, there are communicational people, and there are mechanical people. All of us fall into one of those four buckets, okay? And we share kind of a primary and secondary form of creativity. My personal one, and I don't know your song because I don't know you well enough yet to identify yours, but I can tell you mine. I am much more primarily communicational. And then my second is probably relationships, right, relational creativity. But most salespeople are spread out between those four different types of creativity very well. So you have 25% that are analytical, 25% communicational, 25% that are kind of mechanical, that actually work back in the factory, now have moved into sales. It used to be an actual hands-on person. And then you have the you know, the final person who's more relational. Well, only 25% of that is analytical. And the analytical people are the people who like CRMs and putting in lots of information and keeping up all their data accurate. And they love processes and analyzing everything. The other 75% of us, we're not natural therapy people. We don't like it. And so you have to have a program and a system of follow-up and connecting with people that is fun and falls into making everything very easy. And so that's my philosophy. And that's what built Ace of Sales.
And that's totally right. At Canadian Business Journal here, last year we paid over $5,000 for a number of Salesforce licenses, and the only two people who used it are the top two producing salespeople for the company. That would be myself and a guy in the UK. Nobody else used it, touched it, opened it, activated it, so it ended up being waste of time and money, and that's because these people, as you said, they don't like having to keep track of every little thing. And so this Ace of Sales makes it very easy. It's not time consuming. Anyone of any computer level can do it. And when you realize the value of keeping track of that, it also makes it more important for you to do that, because as you said, a lot of your people that you work with say, oh, I'm in a commodity business. Well, you still need to differentiate yourself. You need to keep track of everything, and this is a very easy way to do it. And, you know, you're losing sales, I would say, if you don't have a CRM system to track everything you can possibly about your client, or at least all the important things.
Right, yeah. You know, it's funny. Just a concrete example, Tom. Recently, I had somebody who was looking me up on LinkedIn. They were prospecting me. They actually wanted to sell me something. And they looked through my profile, and they saw that I studied art at VCU in Richmond, Virginia. And they sent me an email saying, hey, I actually studied art for a while in college, too. And they kind of explained that in two sentences. And then they went into sort of a pitch, but it was more of a, can we do a phone conversation? And they sent it to me in an Ace of Sales email, and they had the VCU logo at the top. All right, so that's different than somebody finding me on LinkedIn and then sending me a little in-mail or email, black and white email, and just saying, hey, I would love to have 5 minutes of your time. I see that you're the Ace of Sales guy. That's different because I can see that they took the time to learn a little bit about me, and we have some link together. And Ace of Sales facilitates that. It gives you the creative tools and the mechanical tools you need to make that kind of a link happen. So it's all about linking, whether you're prospecting or following up or trying to stay in touch with everybody you do business with. It's all about keeping those links alive.
Right, right. And the other thing I really like, in Salesforce, I had to go to a separate, I had used Hootsuite because it's a Canadian company and I'm in Canada, but I had used that to for post social media posting. But Ace of Sales, right within the system, has a way to update Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. And those are my three major ones. And so now I don't have to go to a separate link and do those postings and then go back to my CRM system. And Jeffrey Gittimer, as you know, and as I saw in London, he recommends so strongly social media, and that every person should get the domain name, register their name as a domain name, and, you know, personally brand themselves. And being able to do it all within Ace of Sales just saves a few clicks from going somewhere else to do your social media and then going back to your CRM system.
Hey Tom, can I paint a picture for listeners right now of what that might look like for them if they haven't gotten started yet with social media or they don't have their website yet? Can I paint a quick picture for that?
Yes, I'd love to hear you do that because people want to see how can this help me.
I mean, one thing I love to give people is kind of a step-by-step, and you just laid out the theory behind it. Let me tell people exactly how to do it. The first thing you do, if you need to get into self-marketing, and you want to promote yourself and put your identity out there so people can learn more about you and connect with you, here's what you do. First thing is you go to a website. I don't receive any money for this. It's just a personal website I like and use called Theme Forest, themeforest.com. You buy a little WordPress blog, okay? You don't have to use WordPress. It's just the one that I use and I like. It's widely used. You set up a little WordPress blog. You use it, okay. And then you go to any number of little domain registrars, and you get your URL. My name is Andy Horner, so I have andyhorner.com. You have tomtutal.com.
Yeah.
So that's your domain. You can get whatever domain you like. It doesn't have to just be your name. You can add something to it. If my name is, I have this Superman thing as part of my brand, it could be andyissuperman.com, okay? Whatever
right.
it is, you get your domain, and you hook it to your website. You start posting some blog entries. Then you send out emails to your customers that have short little blog entries, two paragraphs at a time, things that have to do with expertise that you have that nobody else has, specialty expertise. And I always tell people, specialty expertise plus your success history plus your personal style equals your personal brand. So you post these two paragraph success or little expertise tidbits to your blog. Then you send out an Ace of Sales email with the little blog entry in it. It points it with a link to your blog entry. And then you tweet a link to the blog entry. And then you post a link to LinkedIn for your blog entry. And that's just a very small way to start getting your content out there and connecting with people. And slowly over time, you'll start to build up a little following. And your customers can go and read that and learn a little bit about you and gain value and content from you over the months. That's a very simple step-by-step, and I said it very fast, so hopefully people can listen to this again. That's a simple way to get started with an online presence and a little outbound communication strategy using social media.
And it has turned my life around, Jeffrey. A few years ago, maybe 3 years ago now, I never even knew. My wife had Facebook, and I would just tell her, post this, let our friends know we're doing this. But I started with the website, the domain name, posting blogs, and I am a distributor for Organo Gold Healthy Coffee, which is the official partner of Napoleon Hill Foundation. All of my, so many of my life and my new contacts found me online. Most of them I haven't met. Some of them joined my business from other countries that found me online. And friends and Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructors find me online. And then so just last month, for the first time, I hit over 10,000 visits to my website in 1 month. And I started 3 years ago happy to, you know, get 50 visits to my website in a day.
Right.
Now I'm getting over 300 in a day. And I'm writing about Napoleon Hill and the Napoleon Hill Foundation. So this is not a chore for me. I love to do it. So whatever your purpose is, whatever your passion is, write about it. People are going to find you. You're going to make relationships. Some of them will make you money. Some of them will make you friends. Some of them will make you well-known. But, boy, if you have a passion, just start writing. And there are other people with the same passion as you do have and the same purpose. They'll find you. And, boy, it'll really expand your life, won't it?
You're exactly right, Tom. You know, I met a guy who was kind of down, and he was at a Jeffrey Gittimer, the same place I met you, at a Jeffrey Gittimer public seminar. So I met this guy outside in the foyer area before that we went to the seminar, and he came over to me and he said, "Hey, you're Andy Horner. Yeah, I know you from Jeffrey Gittimer's world, and I'm here today, but I'm really confused." And I said, "Well, what's going on? What are you thinking about?" And he said, "Well, I hate my job, and Jeffrey's preaching about social media and sending out your own newsletter and building your personal brand and all this stuff, and I just hate my job. I don't know where to start." And I said, "Well, what else do you do when you're not working? What do you do on the weekends?" He said, "Well, typically I'm riding my mountain bike." I said, "Well, why haven't you started writing about mountain bike riding? Why haven't you found a specialty that you can own inside the world of mountain biking and start that?" And he said, "Well, I'd love to. I just don't know where to begin." And I said, "Well, just go get started. Get a little blog. Get a Twitter account. Start it up. And then in some time, that could become your main source of income, your main business, whether you're speaking or selling bikes or your whatever it is, that wherever path you find into that world, you can transition from where you are now to this world of passion. So that's what I tell people who say that they're stuck and they hate their job and they don't know where to begin. Just start up this hobby of yours, and at some point you switch over.
Exactly, and you're going to find people that find you that have the same passion. So how much fun is that to find new friends that have the same passion as you? They're going to recommend things. If you read a book on your passion, you blog about it. There's so many ways, and if it's something you love, boy, this it won't be a chore for you, and the world will open up. And then I am always, it just fascinates me. Just a few weeks ago, I got an email in the morning. You open up your email, had $33 deposit. Deposited from someone from Tahiti that bought a coffee mug. And I'm like, wow, I'm in Toronto, Canada. I write a blog post about an OrganoGold coffee mug, and someone in Tahiti orders one. Now, I had to cancel the order because it would have cost me over $100 from Canada to ship it. But I thought, wow, someone from Tahiti is emailing me and ordering something that I wrote about that I was passionate about and wasn't a big chore for me to write about. So, my goodness, become involved in online social media. It will expand your life, and it will introduce you to friends that have the same passion as you do. And, boy, if you can spend more time talking to people who have the same passion as you, your life's certainly going to be a lot more fun, I would think.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is, Tom, is that this world of social media, I think there's still a lot of people out there that think that it's just for teenagers who are just talking about gibberish. But it has just gotten started. We are just at the very beginning stages of the world of social media and how it's going to evolve on the mobile platform, on computers. So whatever it is that you're interested in, whether it's cupcakes or mountain bikes or insurance, whatever it may be that you're interested in, you have got to start now. Start now figuring out what's going on in the world of social media. What does it mean to have followers? Why would people want to follow you? You've got to get out there and be part of what's going on, or you're going to be left behind, because the social media thing is not maturing and starting to show that there's really no ROI behind it. No, it is the exact opposite. The social media thing has just gotten started. It's not just some separate thing. It is a core part of business and will become more and more enmeshed in business as we go. So you have got to jump into it right now, even if you have no idea what it is. You just jump in.
And once you get started, well, as you said, WordPress, like, come on. I have to phone my nephew, 20 years old, to find out almost anything IT-wise, and I was able to start a WordPress blog. So anybody can do it. And then, as was Jeffrey mentioned in his seminar in London, he had people raise their hand how many people changed their job the last 5 years. Ton of hands went up. Good percentage, over 50%, well over, I would think. And so if you personally brand yourself, you're going to be you longer than you're going to have that job. And so why not brand yourself so that when you are thinking of changing jobs or you're looking for a job, people will find you, they'll know about you, they'll know about who you are, they'll know a little bit about your passion, your character, your person, your interests. And so it becomes a marketing tool for future jobs, for current customers. Maybe you work for a company, they have to decide your prospects on what salespeople to deal with. If you have your own personal website and personal social media, they may come to like you and know you more than your competitor who just has his company website. And so they're people prefer to deal with people they know and they like. And if you are able to do that, whereas all your competitor can do is show them a website link to their company website, I think you're going to be a lot further on in your sales journey and in your career.
Yeah, exactly. Tom, you have a connection to the world of Napoleon Hill, right? That gives you this very specialized expertise. Right, that most people that you meet don't have that connection, and so, but you do meet a lot of people out there that are in the world of sales and they love self-help and self-development, personal development stuff, and so when they find that you have this expertise and connection to Napoleon Hill, they have this immediate understanding of your personal brand. Yes, there's your personality and who you are, and as soon as I met you, you were very likable and you followed through with all the things that you said you were going to do. The pattern of your voice, the look of your signature, all these little things create your personal brand. But the core of it, is your specialty, your special expertise. And yours happens to be writing about sales and personal development and your connection with Napoleon Hill. That gives you a distinction. And so what I tell people is, if you want to build a personal brand, start looking at what you're interested in and develop some type of personal distinction, a specialty expertise just like you did, Tom, a specialty expertise that you can start becoming an expert on, and you'll become a recognized expert on, and at some point you'll become a trusted advisor for people where they look to you and they email and they write you as though that you are this incredible authority, and at that point you'll start figuring out how to make money around
exactly.
that expertise. And then it'll all make sense. But whether it's making cupcakes or mountain biking or making pottery or some very niche aspect of the world of insurance, whatever it might be, you have got to hone that skill, and then you start promoting that skill.
Exactly. And I'm thinking even of, let's say you're a stay-at-home mom. Stay-at-home moms are involved in school activities with their kids, and so they have opinions on school policies, school courses. They may be involved in different charity work in their community. I'm involved in a walk to fight arthritis, June 10th, so I'm blogging about the walk to fight arthritis. Helps me raise money, raise awareness. And so, you know, even just in the daily life, you're involved in enough things that interest you, obviously. Why would you volunteer? And, you know, obviously your kids' education interests you. And so anybody can write about anything. And, boy, if you find like-minded people who think, yeah, that school policy is crazy, or, yeah, I'm involved in that fundraising effort as well, boy, those relationships are going to be more precious than just a stranger because they start off with a common bond.
Yeah, and you know, there's just a lot of people out there that just don't think this whole thing works. Starting a blog, who's going to read my blog? Who's going to read my tweets? Who's going to follow me? Who's going to, you know, who's going to care about my passion? Until you do it, you will not get it. And that's one of my things. That's one of my things for people. I was like, I'm not even going to talk to you about this until you've actually done it. All I'm going to tell you is you have to go get started right now. But until you've done it, you can't get it. It's kind of like understanding what it feels like to jump out of a plane. Until you've done it, there's no point of us talking about it. And so you've got to jump in, and you got to jump out of the plane, fly through the sky, see what it feels like, you know, and by the third and fourth jump, you'll start saying, I get this. I know what this feels like now, and now I can start enjoying it, and I can start becoming an expert at it.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Andy, I wondered when I first saw you, like when I first saw you, it was like when I first met Judy Williamson, the director of Napoleon Hill World Learning Center. I had thought, who do you have to be the director of the Napoleon Hill World Learning Center and be the author for their books? So she looked taller, prettier, smarter because of that position she held. I thought, wow. And same with you before I met you. And then when I met you, you know, my eyes are a little bigger. You looked a bit taller. You looked a bit better looking because you work with Jeffrey Gittimer. Like, how did you get that job? What did you do before? And like, I'm looking at that guy is Andy Horner. He works with Jeffrey Gittimer. How did that happen? And how exciting has it been for you?
I first started getting Jeffrey's sales caffeine easing back in the mid-90s when I was, not the mid-90s, but the mid-2000s. It was probably around 2005, 2006. I started getting his newsletter. And I had just bought his little red book of selling, and I was really kind of figuring out who this guy was. And I thought that he was about 6'4". I would have bet $1 million that the man was about 6'4". And then when I finally met him in person, you know, I was looking down at the top of his head, and I was thinking, how could this possibly be true? But it's an amazing story. And one thing I will say before I say anything else is that Jeffrey Gittimer has been the greatest partner that I have worked with, and he's honest and true to who he is. So the man that you see and the guy that you know is exactly who he is. He has welcomed me in like a son and a friend and a brother, and he's just been a fabulous, fabulous person to do business with and to just share this whole experience with. So Jeffrey Gittimer is an incredible guy. And what happened was I had invented this product, Ace of Sales. It wasn't called Ace of Sales at the time. It was called Glad Handle, which appeared on a lot of people's receipts as Gland Handle because there was a misspelling with the bank. And so we got a lot of calls from wives wondering what their husbands were doing buying this thing from Gland Handle. And we got into some serious trouble, but we called it Glad Handle. And we put on hundreds of customers, and it was kind of what the product is today, but it was missing some things. And we just could not get a big enough foothold to really get out there to the sales world. So we said, how can we get to Jeffrey Gittimer? We knew who the guy was. Well, we happened to know a friend of his, kind of from several times removed, a friend of his. So we worked our way to become friends with this friend of Jeffrey Gittimer's. We showed him the product. He loved it. And he said, I think I can get you 20 minutes with Jeffrey Gittimer. But I asked him about it, and he said he wants you to write 20 reasons why he should give you 20 minutes. So I was like, okay. So I wrote it about 20 times and balled it up and threw it away. And I ended up finally writing it with just hilarity. It was just funny and ridiculous. I said, screw it. I'm just going to go all the, I'm going to go all the way here. And so I wrote it down, just completely ridiculous. Jeffrey saw it. He read it. He gave us 20 minutes. We went and presented to him. 2 days later, we were shaking hands in his house at 11 o'clock at night, and we had a deal. And I could not believe that it happened. He just loved that. He loved that this product, what this product could be, would help his customers do all of those things that he's been telling them to do for so long about delivering value and connecting with people and finding the link and differentiating yourself. He saw that in this product. And so we rebranded it, Ace of Sales. We rebuilt it over 3 months. We launched it. And then together we've just been out there promoting it and bringing people into it. And we now have thousands of people using this product. And it has just been a wild, wild ride. Jeffrey is the man, you know, he's the endorser and the voice behind it, and I have been kind of the guru and the guide and the guy to show you how and to tell you how to do it and be right there with Jeffrey. So it's been a fabulous relationship, and I could not have asked more from Jeffrey, and our customers are unbelievable. So we're having the time of our life with this thing.
Oh, wow. What's it like presenting to Jeffrey Gittimer? Did he give you a hard time, or did he ask you tough questions, or was he in on it right away?
He leans way back in his chair when you first meet him because he's got if he could put his feet up on the desk, he would. It's his way of kind of establishing that he's the dominant man in the room, which he always is. And so you go in there and you just, you know what, I was very nervous about presentations and public speaking early on, and I had a hard time in front of a room of people, which a lot of people do. It was a nerve-wracking experience for me. And going and presenting to Jeffrey, I probably would have just thrown up all over the man 5 years. I met him 5 years earlier than that. But I went into his house, we presented, and I taught myself this thing years ago, and I'm not sure where I heard it or how it developed for me, but it's a motto that I use all the time. I call it, life has no script. Whenever I feel like I'm trying to find exactly the words to say, or I feel like I have to say things just right to persuade someone, I cast that away and I remind myself that life has no script. And what I need to do here is just be honest, be myself, and show people how much I love something. And so that's what I did with Jeffrey. I just went into that mode, life has no script, presented, told Jeffrey how much I love this, how much I want to help people, and then I showed him honestly what I believe that this tool can do, and I just let it be what it will. I didn't try to manipulate him or sell him. I just let it be what it was. We ended up laughing and sharing some stories that afternoon, and I think that's what did it, was just being honest, showing him my passion for it, and letting the chips fall. And then we asked for the sale. We said, Jeffrey, we want you to be the endorsing force behind this. We want you involved, and we want your commitment today. And that is what I think that's what did it. You know, we sold the ultimate salesman. And Jeffrey was just, it just was one of those times where everything hooked up and linked up. It just was smooth.
Wow. And you asked for the commitment that day. You didn't, because this is this is a CRM system, a pretty complicated, interesting, all kinds of ideas. But you said you want a commitment today.
Yeah, you got to get a commitment right then. And you know, sometimes you can't do that. And sometimes you have to get the commitment.
Did he smile when you asked that? Did he smile
I think so. You know, I think so. We actually had one point. We had one point in the meeting. We actually brought this friend of Jeffrey's. We brought him to the meeting, and this is one of the biggest sales lessons that I've ever learned: is that when you get a meeting and a strong referred meeting with somebody who's a big time customer, bring the referrer with you, and that way you just have that much more credibility in the room. And so with Jeffrey in that room during the pitch, we made sure that the guy was there, his friend was there that brought us to Jeffrey, and that helped. And during that meeting, this guy actually stopped me and said, hey, Andy, that was a buying signal. And I looking back, I had to laugh at that because this guy was actually coaching me in front of Jeffrey Gittimer of how to sell Jeffrey Gittimer. So it was pretty funny.
What an amazing story. And, boy, you've really created a brand with that. And as you said, thousands and thousands of people use it, and it'll just continue to grow because it has so many amazing features for salespeople, entrepreneurs, for anybody that has to keep in touch with anybody. It's an amazing system. Now, Jeffrey, I know, is a big reader. I'm a big reader. I love reading. Tell me about a couple of books that have been your favorite books of all time and maybe who introduced them to you.
Yeah, happy to. Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you three, and there's three extremely different books, Tom. I'm going to try to do it quickly because I know we're getting low on time. The first book that I would mention is a book called How to Win Friends and Influence People by, of course, Dale Carnegie. And
I just recently reread it.
Good, yeah. I try to read it about once a year. And what happened with me was that early on in my career, I went from the world of being a designer and an artist type person, right, creative, to the world of sales. And making that transition was difficult for me because I was so nervous in front of people and I didn't know the right words to say and how to talk to these powerful people and tell them about these things that I'm trying to sell to them. It was just a frightening experience, and I was always nervous. My stomach was in knots. And so my dad, I was talking to him about it one day, and my dad said, you know what, years ago, I read the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. You need to read it right now. And so I did. And it was the single most influential book in helping me to understand what it meant to have solid relationships with people and to influence people in the proper way by putting people first and putting their needs and their my genuine interest in other people first. So How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie, that would be the number one I would mention, especially in terms of what we're talking about today. The second one is a book called Ender's Game. It's a science fiction book that's being made into a big budget movie next year with Harrison Ford, and it's a science fiction book that I really identified with the main character in his desire to kind of be the master of his own destiny and to make sure that his life, he wasn't just a pawn, it wasn't just a wasted life, but he actually used his life for the betterment of humanity. And I feel like, you know, as dramatic as that may sound, for me, that book always resonates. It kind of gave me a window into who I am. And so I really identified with that main character. It's my favorite science fiction book of all time, Ender's Game. It's coming out next year. So great book, and it had a huge impact on me. So I want to mention that, you know, my whole interest in the world of superheroes and all the things that I love. And then finally, the final book, you know, you have a self-help book, you have a science fiction book, and the last one I would mention would be an actual help book, which I believe is the ultimate help book, which is the Bible. And so the Bible, my father was a minister. I grew up in his house, and I believe that the Bible isn't a self-help book like Carnegie's book. It's an actual help book. So, you know, God doesn't actually give you self-help. He just does it for you. A lot of people say, God, you know, God helps those who help themselves. It's not, that is found nowhere in the Bible. God doesn't just help people who help themselves. He just helps people. We all need help.
Exactly.
So I'm a follower of Christ, and I'm a Christian, and I believe in Jesus as my Savior, and he's my ultimate helper. So that's the third one and the most important one that I would mention, Tom.
The most important one. I read it front to back every year. I read it almost every single day with a one-year Bible to go through it. Of course, it's a top-selling, most-read book every single year of all time, and you only get to be a book like that because you're unique in the world of books. And it's, as you said, that's not self-help. This is the book, the help, how to live life. And number one book, everybody should read it, and, you know, just tremendous book. And How to Win Friends and Influence People. Now, when I reread it, I initially read it about 20-some years ago. I just reread it a few months ago, and I was amazed to see, wow, that's where I got these strategies. My wife, when she first met me, and even now, she'll notice when we go meet people or talk to people, new people, friends or whatever, I ask a lot of questions, specific questions, detailed questions. I get them talking so much. And she says, you know, when we're on our way home, she says, you know, she'll say, well, that person did like 80% of the talking, 90%. You didn't even tell them about this thing that you did, this new thing for you, that thing you experienced. And that's just the way I am, and that's what Dale Carnegie talks about, is be genuinely interested in the other person. And that's by asking specific, detailed, interesting questions. And boy, if people are spending 80% of their time talking about interesting things to them when you're around them, you know you're going to have a lifelong friend.
Yeah, Tom, sales is really about the quote, to serve is to rule, right? And so that quote is really what sales is all about. If you can serve people and you can do it confidently, but not in a codependent way where you are underneath someone, but you serve them voluntarily. If you can do that with people and you can have fun doing it, you will make money, you will make your fortune, and you will also do it by finding happiness as well.
Exactly, and that's what Jeffrey Gittimer is so amazing at, is his philosophy, not philosophy, it's not a philosophy for him, it's a way of life, is that he creates value first. And I've experienced this, creating value first. And when you create value first, people, A, they almost feel obligated to deal with you, and B, you're their only choice when they come to decide who they're going to deal with, because you've provided more value up front for free than any of your competitors. And so,
Tom, you are the kind of guy that puts value first. From the moment I met you, you were putting value first. And I would encourage your listeners to stick with you, because they will learn a lot of these things from Napoleon Hill, from Dale Carnegie, from Jeffrey Gittimer. They will learn these things from you as you're learning them. And I you are the kind of guy that puts value first. So I would encourage your listeners, stick with Tom.
And this is where I found out about Jeffrey, is every week he creates value first, because he publishes the Napoleon Hill Foundation e-zine, goes out to 50,000 plus people around the world, and I'm a regular contributor, and he puts that together for them, and he does it at no charge, and
right. It's
not easy to do that, and it comes out every week, so he's creating value every week, and a lot of the readers of that e-zine don't even know that he's behind it, because it's not like there's a big banner ad that says, I did this for free for the foundation. At the bottom of their weekly e-zine, they usually recommend three of the foundation books, and usually, almost always, there's one of Jeffrey's books there. But that's the only way I ever figured out that Jeffrey was involved in the e-zine, as I asked Judy, like, how come Jeffrey's books are always, one of them's always in the weekly e-zine? And she's like, oh, well, they put together the e-zine for us. And so that's an example of how he creates value, but not only create value first, he doesn't brag about it. It's not like he puts it everywhere on that e-zine, created by Gittimer, buy from Gittimer. You get a recommendation of one of his books along with the others, and he puts that whole thing together, and it's a lot of work on a weekly basis that he does for free.
Right, exactly right. He doesn't just do it because it will bring him a fortune at that point. He does it because he enjoys it, and he believes in Napoleon Hill. And I just encourage people to look at their careers, look at their lives that way, because that's where it's heading. The world of social media, everything that's happening in technology that's enabling people to do what they want to do with their lives, don't just do it because it's going to make you a fortune, because you're not going to end up with anything. Do it because you're going to find enjoyment, fulfillment, because it makes you happy, because you're working with people you love working with. Do it for those reasons. Whether you end up with a fortune or not, you're going to look back and be happy at the way that you led your life.
Exactly, and that's an example of Napoleon Hill's going the extra mile principle. The more you go the extra mile, our Lord sets it up so that we get rewarded. Maybe not exactly from that person you create value for or you help, but somewhere in the universe, God's going to set it up that you get rewarded, and you don't do it for that reason, but this is just how going the extra mile works. If you have a heart to help other people and create value for them, people will find you. People will come knocking on your door, and people will do business with you forever and never even consider your competitors.
Amen. Brother Tom, preach it.
Thank you so much for your time today, Andy. I really appreciate it. Everybody, please check out aceofsales.com. Better yet, go to my website and click on my affiliate link, because I am an affiliate for Ace of Sales. But please, if you're in sales or an entrepreneur, You need to have a CRM system, you need to have a social media center, and you need to establish a social media presence, and you can do all those things with Ace of Sales. And so aceofsales.com, go to my website, tomtutal.com, and almost every page I have the link to the Ace of Sales affiliate program that I'm a member of. Thank you so much, Andy. I look forward to anyone who's in Toronto, and Jeffrey is coming back to Toronto on June 11th. He's going to appear with Dave Winfield, who won a World Series with our Toronto Blue Jays. So I'm looking forward to that.
That's right. Hi, Tom. Thank you so much for having me. I promise you, it was all my pleasure. And I will hope to learn more from you in the future.
Have an amazing day. Thanks so much, Andy. Take care.
Take care, Tom.